man, I get up early. She goes, why are you getting up so early? I said, I got things to do, hon. That's why I got my checklist, so I don't forget things, because I'll forget them. And then I get up there, I go, oh my gosh, I didn't have that. First thing I do, I take the flag out and put it in the yard. I've got my Ty Detmer shoes, got my hard hat. I got a radio in my hard hat so I can listen to Larry and Wayne during the game. Sharpie for autographs, sunglasses, wristwatch. Got my car magnets on the van, cooler, binoculars, fold-up cushion seats. That's my ritual of preparing for it. 6 hours before the game, I'm leaving the house. If somebody's not ready, you know, that's their own fault. They're left behind because I'm going.
People call him Lambo Frank because that's where they know him. People who don't know his last name, don't know where he's from, they just know him as being the guy in front, in the first row, Lambo Frank, the guy with the hard hat.
A lot of people used to call me Hard Hat Frank. I wear my hard hat to all the games.
Other people call him Packer Frank.
A lot of people call me Packer Frank because of the association with going up and telling them about the Packers.
Go Pack Go, baby. We're going to win this tonight.
I'm on the Jumbotron a lot.
It just seemed that every game, Frank was featured at least one time on the Jumbotron. It just became natural to call him Jumbotron.
They just call me Jumbo. They just say, hey, Jumbo, how you doing? I know who they mean. It's pretty cool. I makes me feel good inside when they do that. I like nicknames.
What else are you going to call them? I mean, Packers and Frank, they're one and the same.
It was the early 60s. There were always noon games, and we'd do our chores in the morning, and we'd come in and watch the game from 12 to 3. I just enjoyed watching the Packers with my dad. It meant a lot. So it's something that just got in me, and he got me going. He got me hooked, and he wasn't a super big Packer fan, but he was a big Packer fan, and I just enjoyed my time with my dad on a Sunday afternoon. The first game I ever went to, and I think it's probably the first game my dad ever went to, it was August 31st of 1968. It was an exhibition game in County Stadium. The ticket was $4 to go to the game. So we went up the game and had a wonderful time, and I was hooked. The second time I got to take them was the first regular season game of my new tickets in 1995. I took him and a friend, and I was tickled pink that I could take my dad, my pop, to a game where he's in the front row. I was really proud of my tickets and proud of my dad. So it was really a special time. The Packers have a few panoramic photographs. I go, that's me. And people look at me, what are you, how are you crazy? I know, that's me. I can see my hard hat. There's my dad sitting next to me. I cherish that picture because my pop's no longer here. But anyways, I enjoyed it a lot. So I'm glad I got to take them and honor them. My dad had prostate cancer, and at the time, I guess I was too naive, and obviously I knew it wasn't good. Took him to the doctor visits with mom a lot of times, and I was honored to be able to do that. But he passed away in 2001. I started getting prostate exams, and I was doing regular and every year. Well, for whatever odd reason, there's one year that I did not. So it was actually 2 years since I had my last exam. And that's when they found a cancer in me, in my prostate. And it was fast growing. And said it was stage 4 and some other numbers and letters that I can't remember. But it wasn't good.
I kind of just sat there like, this isn't good. Just sat there. I think we both were kind of in shock because we both just sat there looking at him like,
shock.
Are you really telling us what we think you're telling us? I finally just asked the question. I said, okay, so if this is what he has, how long does he have? You know, what is the, what's the prognosis? Where do we go from here? And he said, well, it's in the bones by now. He said that, you know, you could have, what, 3 years tops.
Year and a half to three, something around there.
Then we really got quiet. Then we both just looked at each other like, oh my God. We sure got a lot of stuff we got doing that's the next I told the doctor, years.
He said, how long I had. I said, boy, I have a lot of things to do in that short of time. I better get going.
Frank was amazing. His demeanor is exceptionally positive, despite the fact that he had much higher risk than the average patient diagnosed with prostate cancer. Very high PSA, high volume, high grade disease. His surgery was a robotic prostatectomy, which is a laparoscopic surgery where I go into the abdomen to remove the prostate gland.
The doctor said, it's a Monday, big deal, I can do this.
The day before, there's a bowel preparation that I ask my patients to take just to clean out the intestine.
I knew we had that game, and I said to him, I go, you know you have that game on Sunday.
But it was scheduled for Monday.
But see,
Monday.
He thought the surgery was scheduled on Monday.
Sunday,
so he was
I'll
okay.
go to the Packer game.
So he was okay.
Well, like Andy
said. On the way home, I said to him, I go, you're not going to be able to go to that game. Didn't you listen to what the doctor said you have to do to prepare for the surgery? And he's like, well, no, what did he say? He goes, all I was thinking about was I can go to the game. And I said, no, I can't go to that game. So he goes, oh, well, then I have to get this changed.
I was at first taken back a little bit, like, oh, you have to reschedule for a Packer game? Okay, well, it's an important thing for you. That's good, you know.
I have this. I would think that in a week or two or whatever, it wouldn't grow that much faster or more.
For you, where does this rank in reasons for postponement?
He's the only one that has postponed his surgery for maintaining perfect performance at a sporting event.
Mainly, I thought, I got to get to the Packer game. I just put my problem out of the picture. And said, I got to go. This is my passion. I can't miss it. And I have to be there, no matter what. Going to the game, I thought, I really have to take all this in and just enjoy it. It's a sporting event, I understand that. But it's one of my passions in life. And I now try to attend every game I can. Yeah, and just to be there and take it all in, because I don't know how many more games I've got. But they keep coming, so we're all right so far.
Knock on wood.
When I was 12 years old, Mom and Dad took us to the Packers Hall of Fame. There was no Fan Hall of Fame yet or anything like that, but I thought, man, the Packers Hall of Fame, this is really cool. Well, then they started the Fan Hall of Fame. Man, I thought over the years, I thought, I would love to be in the Packers Hall of Fame. I can't imagine having my name in Lambeau Field or in the Hall of Fame. But then as years go by, I'm getting older, and I'm thinking, God, that would be, I'd love to do that. This last year, a friend of mine, Don Schaff, nominated me, and my niece, Dana Bauer, nominated me separately.
This is something he's always wanted. So I talked to my husband, and I thought it would be a good time to nominate him for it.
It seems like every year passed, and they would announce the next winner, and I think, I got to remember to nominate Frank. November 29th, I got a text message from my daughter. It said, Dad, have you nominated Frank for the Hall of Fame yet? I said, well, are nominations open now? And she says, they close tomorrow. I was able to quickly write a nomination letter. Easiest nomination letter that anybody could ever write. In fact, trying to keep it within the allotted number of words was hard because there's just so much to say about Frank. My daughter Liz, who sent the text, is an opera singer, and her husband is a concert pianist. Every year they come back to Union Grove and they perform a free concert in the community. I got a call from Frank on the morning of December 15th, and he apologized, said, Donnie, I'm not going to be able to make your daughter's concert tonight. I had a chemo yesterday, and it's just really knocked me down. Well, as fate would have it, 2 hours later, I was contacted by the Packers and was told that Frank had been selected as a finalist for the Packer Fan Hall of Fame. I was talking with my daughter before the concert, and she said, Dad, can I tell him? And I said, oh, you'd like to do it? She says, yeah, Luke and I could go over to his house on Friday, which would be the next day, and we could sing for him. I could sing for him and give him the news. And so I said, you go for it. He met her at the door. She told him about being selected as a top 10 finalist. And she said he wept. and he said that that was the greatest news he's ever received. Turns out getting him nominated was just the start.
It was crazy how many people we had voting.
I got people coming over to the house and talking to me and interviewing me in my Packer room.
We created a fan page on Facebook. I gave it a real clever name, like Vote Frank Lamping for Packer Fan Hall of Fame. Really creative. I was working on the site. My wife turned the corner, and all I heard was, da-na, 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 go, Frank, go. And I thought, Linda, that's perfect. So we immediately changed the name of the page to Go Frank Go, and it took off from there.
Frank, you rock!
What's on my to-do list?
Vote for Frank, Go Frank Go.
Go Frank Go!
Go, go, go.
We're supposed to meet in Green Bay February 14th for the induction. My nephews got a whole bus to go. It was a Tuesday. So people had to take off of work and ride this bus up, pay for the bus, get up to Green Bay, and not knowing if I'm going to win or lose.
We wanted to win. We wanted desperately to win. We wanted nothing more than to win, but we didn't know if we were going to win. We knew the competition was going to be tough.
I walk into the media room, and my wife and the family sit down, and all of a sudden, all these 60 people are coming and sit down. The seats are full, so they stood around the outside of the room, two, three deep. It's a weird feeling, but I felt I wanted to win, but I wanted to win for the community and my friends that were all coming with me. And I'm thinking, he took off a Tuesday. Don't even know if I'm going to win or not. And I felt bad.
There was a lot of a buzz, but you could just tell there was just tension in the room among our group. But eventually he says,
it is my pleasure to recognize this year's winner, Frank Lamping.
It was like the weight of the world had been lifted off my shoulders. I thought, oh my gosh, all these people, all of my community, all my friends, I can feel good and not have to worry about facing them and not getting into the Hall of Fame.
But thank you very, very much. This is the biggest honor in the world, so I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
It was one of the best days in our life. I guess my husband and I both said, besides our marriage and our children, watching that happen was amazing.
Frank was overcome with emotion, but we all were. Yes, there's the feeling of accomplishment. Yes, we did this, but I think more so, people were really happy for Frank Lamping.
The Hall of Fame was my main dream. To be in there. I've always done, I love the Lambeau Field. I love the Packers. Boy, my name is in Lambeau Field now. I'm in the Hall of Fame. It still isn't real. You have to pinch me.
Frank, for years, Frank has been involved in the community. He's become very involved in Relay for Life and Union Grove, fundraising for cancer research.
Gotta have a Packer crock pot. Now we're cooking with gas. Woo!
Tonight is a Relay for Life. It's a gathering of everybody that's been working hard to raise money for the Cancer Society. And you can tell a great group of people, a great community.
Oh, Frankie.
For this one day, all the hard work that you've done all year long, you come here and, you know, everybody's, you know, trying to make a little more money, of course, but everybody comes here and you know that you've done good because you're giving back to cancer research.
If it hadn't been for the money that people support Relay for Life, some money wouldn't be here, so it's a good thing.
We ask that everyone pack the trap as we officially kick off the 2017 Relay for Life of Union Grove.
Boom, shagalaga, boom!
I had heard of it and never participated. But then when my dad got it, I thought I've got to see what I can do to help out and try to raise some money for the Cancer Society and get people aware of things. I think we do pretty good.
I don't think there's anybody in this world that doesn't know anybody or doesn't have a relative that's not been touched by cancer. The nice thing is that it's kind of like a network type thing. So then, you know, people kept calling us or they'd call me at work and say, you know, do you think Frank would mind talking to me about you know, I'm going to go through prostate cancer. I'm like, oh, heck no. He's perfectly happy, telling you anything that you want to know. Frank's a good inspiration. He's good, you know, he's a good cheerleader.
I love you, man.
Love you.
He's just there for people, and he's always giving. And even when he's sick and he was going through chemo, he just kept giving. He's had people come up and say that they gave him or her the courage to get through another day and wanted to know how he did it.
Can I bounce too?
Kids come up to him everywhere and are, you know, talking to him. And he stops whatever he's doing, and he's with them. He's not standing up. He's on his knees. He's talking to them. He's just an awesome guy.
You like to read? I got some Packer books for you. I'll bring over sometime. Is that all right?
Sure.
Cool.
My nephew and niece came up with a way to try to raise money. They designed these shirts.
We started with the shirts thinking that we were going to do it as a family thing, and then it just took off, and we ended up selling 300 shirts.
They wanted to give me the money, my wife and I, for our medical bills. I didn't want that. I wanted it to go to other people.
I said, why don't we do something good with it, and let's give it to the Cancer Society. I said, we do this Relay for Life. Let's give it to the Relay for Life. And he goes, oh, it's an excellent suggestion.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming, supporting the Union Grove Relay for Life. And, I can't even talk. Right? I want to thank a lot of people, but because of one event, we raised a lot of money. And one was the Green Bay Packers inducted me. I can't even talk. Hold on. Inducted me into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. And because of that, a lot of things happened. And my nephew and my niece, Kevin Bauer and Dana Bauer, designed these shirts. And we sold these shirts raising money. And we want to present a check for $6,000.
I just could not believe it that the community bought the shirts, raising $6,000 because of something my nephew and niece thought of. Just makes me so proud, and I'm very, very honored that they did this for me and I could present the check to them.
He's touched so many lives, and I think he's really been blessed to be able to see that.
We're going to beat this stuff, aren't we? You bet. Of course, thanks to your help. That's right, I'm a fighter.
A lot of times people don't know how many lives they've touched until the funeral, and then they're not here to see it. And he has been blessed to be able to see how many people love him and wish him well, and he helped them, and they're ready to help him.
I know I'm a survivor, but I want to pass the other survivors and give them a hug as I'm walking by. I want them to realize that they can keep fighting and win this. I've got some very good friends out there that are battling it as we speak, so we're going to beat it.
His eyes would just glow. You could just see how important this was to him. In great part, what it did is it validated his fandom, and it officially made him part of the family.
Being in the Packer Hall of Fame, it's changed my life. And the things that have happened since are unreal. I was nominated and received the Hometown Hero Award from the Wisconsin State Assembly. As soon as he gave me the plaque, they started in a Go Frank Go chant.
He was Grand Marshal in the 4th of July parade.
I had a couple schools come and talk to me and say, Frank, we'd like to come have you talk at a pep assembly.
These are all things that we never imagined would happen when we started this. But it sure is cool. There honestly isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of Frank. And a part of me says, you know, it's not fair that a guy is good and caring as Frank is dealing with cancer. And there isn't a day that goes by when I don't think, you know, it should be me, not him.
Go, Frank!
Feeling terrible for him. But the crazy thing is, when you talk to Frank, you never know he has cancer. He hasn't slowed down a step. He continues his volunteer work. He continues his positive attitude. He continues to put the needs of others ahead of his own every single day.
Look at that!
Nice job, baby.
He has every right to sit in a chair and say, why me? And just quit. But he keeps going.
I think just all the positive things that have been going on, and it's been distracting for him, and it's been really good for his health. And just for that, I'm so grateful that things have been getting better for him, because I honestly don't know what we'd do without him. He's just a really special man.
Always in the back of your mind to say, oh yeah, I think about it, but in the back of my mind, it's there. And I put on a happy face and face the world and live my life and enjoy it with my wife and my family and my friends.
That's what they say,
think
positivity.
Positive.
I got other things to think about.
We're going
I can't to
the Super Bowl. We're going to play in Minneapolis in February of 2018. Mark my words. So, I mean, I've got a lot to look forward to. So I'm going to stick around for a long time. Aaron Rodgers is going to play for a while. I'm going to stick around for a while, too.